You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood Art Ed me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on art. So many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're going to be talking about Shiva Nataraja, also commonly referred to as Shiva, Lord of the Dance. Now, before I get started, I want to say a friendly welcome to everyone who's recently discovered the show. I've seen an uptick lately, and I appreciate everyone who's given a listen, told a friend about the show, or left a rating or review on their favorite podcast platform. Also, a big thanks to Amazon Music for featuring me in their app. And a quick reminder, if you're listening on Amazon Music or any other platform supporting episode-specific cover art, you can see an image of the work while you're listening. Now, today, it might seem like the bulk of human creative output is dedicated to cat memes, funny videos of men being hit below the belt, and other works that are the visual culture equivalent of a bacon sandwich with fried chicken in place of the bread. Today, we tend to focus on the lols, but for most of human history, artistic production was more aspirational. In medieval India, as in other parts of the world, art was a means of helping people connect with the divine. While I don't like to speak much about religion, in this episode, I need to cover a bit about the Hindu faith as it applies to the work. Hinduism is a polytheistic religion, meaning Hindus believe in multiple gods and goddesses. Shiva, the subject of this work, is a part of a triumvirate. Brahma, the benevolent creator god, Vishnu, the wise and steady, he's the preserver. But Shiva, he was the destroyer. Now, often when we hear about a destroyer, the negative connotations seem obvious. On first glance, given the choice between a generous creator and a destroyer, I think it's safe to say most people are going to want to steer clear of the destroyer. But Shiva is immensely popular with millions of devotees. I think Shiva Nataraja does an incredible job of symbolically showing us his importance. Let's start with the name. Nataraja is a Sanskrit word which would translate to the Lord of the Dance. And I think dance is a wonderful metaphor. In this depiction of Shiva, we see the natural rhythms of everything in the cosmos. Birth and death, creation and destruction are simply phases all things will go through. In this bronze piece from the 11th century India during the Chola period, we see Shiva in a dancing pose. He's surrounded by a ring of flames. There's a small figure under his foot. His right hand is holding a drum shaped like an hourglass and symbolizing the rhythms in nature I previously alluded to. It's the heartbeat of the universe, the primal sound of creation. The flames are another beautiful symbol of the importance and power of Shiva. Fire is an interesting force, as it can be tremendously destructive and dangerous, but simultaneously, if it's handled properly, fire can provide warmth and light. As the flames dance, they transform the material world around them, sometimes to our benefit and sometimes to our peril. In this piece, Shiva is surrounded by flames, representing the eternal cycle of creation, preservation, and destruction. While one leg is raised, indicating a graceful movement, the other leg is standing firmly atop a smaller figure. That figure is Apasmara, a dwarf representing ignorance. Having the embodiment of ignorance crushed underfoot symbolizes the triumph of divine knowledge. The dance is not simply physical. It's spiritual, as the pursuit of wisdom obliterates ignorance, releasing the enlightened from the burdensome illusions. With all of this happening around him, Shiva remains calm. His face is tranquil, despite the snake coiled around him. Snakes, of course, wield deadly venom and can symbolize death as well as reincarnation. Shiva's unflappable. He's cool and in control over even the most deadly creatures. His pose indicates deliberate and graceful movement. One of his right hands is held out with the hand up and palm out, a gesture telling the viewer to fear not. And simultaneously, one of his left hands is pointed down toward his raised foot, directing us to follow him on the path toward enlightenment. In the words of the great Professor Aldous Huxley, quote, "We don't have anything that approaches the symbolism of this work of art, which is both cosmic and psychological."
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.